Welcome back. Here we are in my new studio. I've moved again and I'm sitting in the sunshine. It's the first sun rays of spring today and it's actually warm enough for me not to be wearing a hat. So today we're going to be revisiting The Sims 3 review that I did. And that was the very first one that I did for The Escapist, which was a momentous challenge from that point of view, because they were sort of testing my mettle and so was I. I was really sad to not be putting it out on Game People, and very different working relationship. My employers were suddenly across the other side of the ocean, whereas Game People headquarters was just over the road from me at the time. Yeah, we used to hang out and talk about games and play games together, and so the songs kind of came from a much more social, collaborative process. And here I was on my own some with these American giants who were, of course, all very, very lovely and friendly. But, you know, I hadn't built any kind of relationship with them yet. And, yeah, The Sims 3 also being a kind of unusual game, really, to explore. I thought it was brilliant for, probably out of all the games I've reviewed, has the most different angles I could have taken. And I was really inspired by, crazy takes on it that I could have gone down. I liked the idea of the game gotten into the hands of aliens who think it's footage of real life on planet Earth, and they're using it as a kind of understanding what humanity's like. And I really liked that as an idea for the song. It just proved too difficult to pull off. So in the end, I went for the idea of the character from The Sims writing the song to God. I like that idea on a lot of levels. You know, railing against God is something that I always approve of, and just interesting to look at those parallels of how we play God. It was really fun in a way writing the song, even though I really felt the pressure and was really scared. It was a great one to write too. So what was the musical inspiration for the song? Following on from Resident Evil 5, I wanted to do something similar in a way, playing around with dance beats and stuff, which was new for me, you know. I was also just well up for exploring all my instruments. You know, my favourite instrument being the zither. Where is it? Slightly out of tune today, but it's so great. And you can just make loads of little tunes. And I used to use the zither a lot, probably in every song, in a way to get a riff going, like much easier than the guitar, or just different, just kind of gave a different form of inspiration. And also the accordion I used quite extensively, so that I think there's a kind of noise in the song that's a bit like a kind of ooh, almost like a human voice. I think that's an effect that I put on the accordion. Did you have a particular emotion you wanted to convey in the song? Yeah, I wanted to convey the emotion of frustration and anger, powerlessness of feeling the way that we feel in life sometimes, you know, like our lot in life. And all of us will have moments of feeling that, like, oh God, this is so unfair, or why am I like this? Why is life like this? You know, thinking about the game and what you can do to your characters, like how fun it is really to see them going through hard times. And we're like this when we create anything, really, like not just in games, but like when we write books or when we make films, we like to put our characters through a hell of a difficult time because it's much more entertaining. And it did get me to thinking about, you know, maybe that's partly what's going on, like in our lives are just more interesting when they're full of drama, and maybe someone up there is kind of orchestrating all of this drama and real proper heartache and ups and downs just for their own entertainment, and how cruel that is. But that's exactly what we're doing as creators in the universe. How long did it take to write? Which bits were easy and which took longer? This one did take me a long time to write, I think, because I was playing around with the idea of it. It was quite a concept song in a way, and I needed to make sure that the idea made sense and was coming through. Because I knew it made sense to me, but I wasn't sure that it would make sense to everyone. So I had to be sure about that. And you know, also looking at the lyrics, like I'm always trying to get in something directly about the game, just so that people who know the game well will appreciate that reference. I've tried to do it in most songs. People who really know the game would be like insiders with the song. So things like that in The Sims 3, you can't change the weather and you can't have a pet and you can't, you still have to sleep. And these were kind of criticisms that people who love this game, they were kind of hoping for those features to be in The Sims 3. I also wanted to bring in an appreciation of the city of Sunset Valley, because that had really changed from The Sims 2. So I was kind of looking at how has The Sims 3 improved on The Sims 2 or not, and brought that into the lyrical content, and how the characters in The Sims 3 move really amazingly compared to the other Sims. What sort of comments has the song had from listeners? Well, this one did actually cause quite a lot of controversy. You know, it's the first song to go out on The Escapist, and I got a lot of comments, and a lot of them were negative, which was really hard. Like, game people, such a friendly environment, and everybody being really supportive, and The Escapist may be a bit more of a hardcore audience that some people just were like, what the hell is this? So yeah, there were a lot of comments like that, and also people making comments about the video and the muffin eating and the muffin references, which, you know, I hadn't really thought of myself in terms of muffins being controversial in any way. I was just thinking about chocolate muffins, which, you know, are really nice, and which a lot of people, I assume, eat when they're playing The Sims 3. Maybe that's just me. But it stands as some people's favourite song, and people still say to me, like, oh, make another one like The Sims 3. And, you know, for some people it was like that was the peak, and then with the Escapist songs, and then I never reached the standard of Sims 3 again. It's just that thing of personal taste. Everybody has a different favourite, and that always surprises me. And I like it, actually. I do find the dance beat a bit incessant in it, and I think if I made it again, I'd put more variety in the drum beats. I like it, but I find it a bit high, and so I can't listen to it that often, because I'm like, shut up. So that brings me on to the live performance of it, which I've done a slightly different version, which is not so high. It's an acoustic reworking of this song. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you next time. Yesterday, to live in Sunset Valley, dear God, is it fair? You can tint the ends of my hair and expand my waist inch by inch. So
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for gamepeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from gamepeople.co.uk.